Om Agyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Since the early 1970s, the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, have published this literature entitled Sri Vyasa Puja. Its purpose is of very deep significance. Each temple of ISKCON and each leader in various capacities has an opportunity to deeply contemplate their gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, write it down, and offer it to Srila Prabhupada. The compilation of so many hundred of offerings, it is like a united ISKCON in one publication. Every temple and every leader is united right here. Srila Prabhupada said, unity is our strength. When we offer Srila Prabhupada our united efforts to glorify Him and to serve His mission, He is most pleased. Also, Sri Vyasa Puja is a book wherein tens and thousands of devotees in every part of the world could hear the realizations every year of each leader and each temple to encourage and inspire one another in our love, gratitude, and dedication to Srila Prabhupada. My dear godbrother, Dravida Prabhu, has painstakingly put together this book every year. And today I want to thank him. And actually, it gets more beautiful every year as well. With your permission, I would like to read from the offering I had the opportunity to make, which will be read by devotees throughout the world. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my respectful obeisances. Pleasing you is the principle that keeps thousands of devotees unified all over the world. Our aspiration to please you is the sustenance of our spiritual lives, the source of our empowerment, and our sacred connection to Lord Krishna. I pray that the determination to please you may forever be my life and soul. In 1993, in this very temple room, there was a very historic meeting in our lives. We know in 1971 at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, Srila Prabhupada, he made a statement which transformed into a prophecy. We should have a temple here. Around 1986, Radha Gopinath Temple was started, and not a single person ever knew that Prabhupada said that. Right across the street. that the temple was started during a time when, for inconceivable circumstances, we were not within the formal institution of ISKCON. In 1993, the GBC body called for me to invite us to come into ISKCON once again. In this temple room, I've made a proposal. It is the choice of all of you, whether you want to come back into Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Various devotees spoke. Most people were against it. We're united, we're a family, we're growing, everything is so sweet and nice. Then we'll have to get involved in an international institution with so many problems, complications, politics. If something's going good, why change it? How many of you were at that meeting? Raise your hand, please. So the dialogue was going something like that. I was silently listening. And then it was Krishna Chandra Prabhu. He raised his hand and asked a question. Maharaj, we want to know your opinion. I gave my opinion from my heart. My life and soul is to please Srila Prabhupada. Long ago, I have forsaken everything else. It's all I have. It's all I want. Under inconceivable circumstances, we began this temple exclusively to please Srila Prabhupada. Whatever decisions have been made, whatever projects have been developed, has exclusively been done to please Srila Prabhupada. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. If the spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is pleased. If the spiritual master is not pleased, it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, what you achieve, or what everybody and anybody says about you. We simply cannot please Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is not only my spiritual master, he's my life and soul. He's my everything. Whatever I've done for all of you, it is only to please Srila Prabhupada. Because I know by making you happy in Krishna consciousness, it will please Srila Prabhupada. And I know if you please Srila Prabhupada, his blessings will shower upon you and you will become perfect in Krishna consciousness. In my heart of hearts, I know what Srila Prabhupada will be pleased with. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Srila Prabhupada's offering to our Guru Parampara. He sacrificed what he said, buckets of blood of his life and sacrifice to form this worldwide institution and to try to make it pure and effective in preaching Krishna consciousness. There may be problems. Everything you're all saying is true. It will be more complicated, more difficult, more problems, everything else. But none of that matters at all. There's only one factor that matters to me. Will it please Srila Prabhupada? And I'm certain
It will.
And my second reason was, I really need the association of my God brothers and God sisters. Then we had a vote. How many would like to come back and serve Srila Prabhupada in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? I said, if you vote yes, raise your arms and chant Hari Bol. Okay, we will take the vote again. If you like, you can chant loudly Hari Bol. Thank you. So please know, whatever mistakes I have made, whatever shortcomings of the temple there may be, I think we're all trying, working together. But whatever good has come out of this wonderful project, it is only because of a sincere desire to please Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's reciprocal blessings upon us. I will continue. Last summer, Srila Prabhupada, you blessed me with the undeserved fortune of rendering service to His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, your beloved Ghanashyam, during his last weeks with us. Witnessing his absolute dedication to your mission deeply affected my heart. In life or death, he wanted nothing but to please you. The process of dying has the effect of cutting away all externals and revealing the core of a man's heart. In those last weeks, I observed Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj's one-pointed faithfulness to you. Whatever he did, even his preparation for going back to Godhead, was only to please you. His steadfast chanting of at least 16 rounds each day in such difficult circumstances was only to honor his sacred promise to you. His amazing will to extend himself in the service of devotees was simply impelled by his desire to be an instrument of your mercy. The words he spoke while lying on his deathbed, while chanting Krishna's holy names, will forever echo in my heart. Maharaj said, amazing. How fortunate we are. We are tasting the nectar of the holy name, Srila Prabhupada's books, and the association of his devotees. I would not change my place for anything in the world. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for blessing him and all who know him with your causeless mercy. Earlier this year, another dedicated soul, Stoka Krishna Prabhu, was also taken from us. He was only a boy in his early 30s. When he was unexpectedly diagnosed with incurable, swift-acting cancer, his wife was pregnant with his first child. As he lay paralyzed from waist down and emaciated with pain, he became the father of a beautiful daughter. everything was soon to be stripped away from him. Still, he always smiled in joy, grateful for whatever came into his life. His words still ring in my heart. He did not ask, "Why is this happening to me?" These are the questions he asked. Why? Why should I be disturbed by dying at such a young age? I am grateful. Why? Why was I allowed to associate with devotees for even a moment? I did not deserve it. Why was I ever blessed to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission for even a minute? I am totally unqualified. Why? Why was I allowed to chant Krishna's name even once? I am such an offender. Yet still in this lifetime I was given all these blessings. Why was I given the supreme benediction of being the servant of the servant of the devotees? I am so fallen. I did not deserve such a blessing. Then, with sincere tears in his eyes, he poured out his heart. I feel nothing but gratitude and joy that in this short lifetime I receive so much of Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your lifetime of compassion. Thank you for your books, lectures, and instructions, which are the basis of our lives. And thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, for teaching us through the hearts of those who love you. Your servant, Radhanath Swami. Yes, one of the most beautiful gifts of Srila Prabhupada is the association of such devotees who live and die with grateful hearts, never flinching from the ultimate goal. When I speak never flinching, I mean in their aspiration. We all witness with our own eyes Stoka Krishna Prabhu's passing. Of course, when I was with Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, his extraordinary love for Prabhupada and Krishna, his intense attachment to the holy name, although unbelievable, it was what we expect from a saint and an acharya who has brought thousands and thousands of people to the path of bhakti all over the world. In Stoka Krishna Prabhu, we saw this wonderful quality of grateful devotion in what appeared to be a very common devotee. He was a brahmachari who didn't really make it in the ashram. He got married. He had struggles to make a living, sometimes struggles with his mind. But one thing he always had, he had the ideal, the aspiration for pure devotional service deeply engraved in his heart. And when by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, everything else was stripped away, that blessing of Srila Prabhupada that he received was shining, shining like the sun, giving us all light through his smile, his words, and his wonderful disposition. Why? Because by his sincerity, he pleased Srila Prabhupada. And therefore Krishna reciprocated and empowered him at the most important time in a person's life, time of death. And we have seen the same thing happen on many occasions amongst so many devotees at our Radha Gopinath temple and throughout the world. Famous acharyas and very, very common ladies, the core of their heart shines. At the moment of greatest need, because they have had in the forefront of all their desires, despite their weaknesses, they really wanted to serve the Vaishnavas. They really wanted to take shelter of the holy name, and they really wanted to be faithful to Srila Prabhupada's service. Gauranga Prabhu was talking about a hospital, and each temple being like that, giving proper medicine. The very essence of how to please Srila Prabhupada is revealed in a simple story that was told by Srila Prabhupada's brother, O.B.L. Kapoor, who on Prabhupada's invitation wrote several articles for Back to Godhead magazine. It was either in the 1920s or 1930s. O.B.L. Kapoor was a student in Allahabad. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was a grihastha. He was running a chemist store. And he was sometimes even inventing different tonics. And Srila Prabhupada used to give samples of his new tonics to O.B.L. Kapoor to test for him. So one day Srila Prabhupada said, "You are having examinations in your studies? Well, I have just made a tonic for brain concentration." He took the tonic and he did excellent on his exams. Srila Prabhupada asked him, "How did it work?" O.B.L. Kapoor said, "I'm very happy. It worked really well. But, Abhay Babu, I want that tonic that you use." Srila Prabhupada asked, "What tonic is that?" He said, "It is that tonic that helps you to become a great Vaishnava and to give such beautiful lectures and such wonderful kirtans. It's the tonic of Krishna Prem that you are using secretly." Srila Prabhupada was very humble. And with a very meek voice, he said, "I'm working on that. But I haven't yet procured it." Some time passed, and Srila Prabhupada was having a discussion with O.B.L. Kapoor. Srila Prabhupada said, Do you remember our discussion about that tonic? Well, I haven't yet been able to manufacture it, but I do know the formula. Obiel Kapoor asked, what is the formula? Srila Prabhupada said, the formula is Trinadapi Sunichena Tador Ibasihishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. That one should be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect no respect for oneself. Srila Prabhupada said, it is not a secret. And someday, soon, I will preach it all over the world. About 40 years later, Srila Prabhupada fulfilled his promise. Enechi asadi maya nashi boro lagi hari naam maha mantra lao thumi magi. Lord Chaitanya, in the role of the Supreme Physician, he has proclaimed that I have a medicine that will cure all ills. And he's speaking about spiritual ills. It is the Harinam Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Because the real diseases, the basis of all disease, is the germs of lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. And there's no penicillin or any other drug, either Ayurvedic, allopathic, homeopathic, or naturopathic, that can touch those diseases. But the Holy Name transforms all those anarthas, destroys them, removes them, and brings about our original natural health. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi. Love of God. Ecstatic love of God. Is the healthy condition of every spirit soul. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. And it is Harinam that is the only medicine in this age of Kali that can reach down and bring about that natural health of love of God from the living being. But unless our body can assimilate the medicine, it doesn't get the full benefit. As long as we're making aparads to the holy names, and to the Vaishnavas, and to other living beings, then we cannot, our hearts cannot really assimilate the medicine of the holy names. The Shastra tells us even one chanting without offense can remove all the sins we've ever performed. That is the power of this medicine. So in order to take that powerful medicine, we have to take this tonic. The tonic that will give us the capacity to assimilate its potencies. Srila Prabhupada said that he knew the formula of that tonic. Trinadapi sunichena tador ibasihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Prabhupada made that promise. Someday soon,
I will preach it all over the world.
That was his love and compassion to every living being. And when we ask for the Prabhupada how we can repay our debt, Srila Prabhupada's response was very simple. Whatever I have given you, accept it and follow it and share it with others. Yes, it is this tonic of Trinadapi Sunichena along with the medicine of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that will perfect our lives. If we follow it individually and collectively, we can create such an amazingly powerful community of happy Vaishnavas that it will attract the world. The only reason the Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada established has not spread like wildfire everywhere is because of our own individual and collective inabilities to take that tonic along with the holy name. Yes, millions of people could be Krishna conscious. What's stopping? Our own problems, our own conflicts, which are due to lack of humility and tolerance and respect. Our own inability to give up our anarthas for the same reason. Srila Prabhupada has made it so easy. The pure message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as it is. What will please Srila Prabhupada most? He told us, when we love Krishna. That's all he wanted of us. He did not want to take anything from us. The only thing that really pleases him is when we love Krishna. And this is the simple formula, how to love Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, on this most holy day of Sri Vyas Puja, I pray that myself, all of these assembled devotees, may take your mercy very, very seriously. Taking Prabhupada's mercy very seriously is not a cheap thing. Taking Prabhupada's mercy very seriously simply means accepting the medicine and the tonic that he has sacrificed his life to preach all over the world and to help him to do so. So on this day, let us bow our heads and fold our hands and pray at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that we can genuinely aspire to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and follow in the footsteps of even our own devotees who have shown in life or in death their sincerity. Let us pray that we can worship on the altar of our hearts the supreme deity of all aspirations to please you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.